It's Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM in for Scott Ross today, and it's time for my guests. Now, Remus Memorial Horse Sanctuary provides lifetime help and care for horses, ponies, donkeys, goats, sheep, cows and cats. The Horse Sanctuary is funded totally by public donations and their own fundraising and event activities. Sue Burton, founder manager of the Remus Memorial Horse Sanctuary, is here with me now. Welcome, Sue.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for coming in. How did it all start, Sue? Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the sanctuary and how you got going?
Yes. It started in 1983 with Remus, the horse that we rescued, or we tried to rescue. He was in such a bad state. He'd been starved.
Oh, dear.
And he was absolute skin and bone. Sadly, he died. And it was really important to us that We did as much as we could to try and stop that happening to another horse. Sadly, it still happens, but well, we have helped many thousands in that process.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask you who was Remus, but that was the animal that started it all off for you.
Yeah. It was, and he was actually just taken away, starved for 3 months, brought back and tied to a lamppost and just left.
Oh, that's so sad, isn't it? And I've been having a look at your website, and there are some really tragic stories on there that really have kind of affected your life as well, aren't they?
Definitely.
They've spurred you on to sort of carry on this great work you're
doing.
I mean,
I think a horse's capacity for suffering is so great.
Really.
And the more you see it, the more it just spurs you on to try to stop any other horses going through what you see happen to some of them.
Well, of course, yeah. Now, I've been to your site. I think it's an amazing place. We had a lovely day there last summer. Can you perhaps tell us about some of the facilities you've got on site there?
Yeah, we've got stabling for all the horses. Yeah. We've got a big laminitic barn. One of the biggest issues that we have with horses that come into us that have struggled or suffered is laminitis, which is a really painful foot problem.
Oh, okay.
They're not allowed to eat grass when they've got it. So for a lot of them, it means they're just being kept in stable. So we have a big barn that they can go into. We've also got big areas outside with wood chip on the floor rather than grass, so they can still go out and act like a normal horse and have a normal life rather than be kept in the stable, which helps them to deal with their problems much more as well. We've got a solarium for the old ones. Again, if you know yourself, when it's really cold, you sort of pull yourself up and your muscles all get stiff.
Yep.
And it's just again to help them help them all the problems that they've got and the arthritis that they've got. We've got weighing machines. We weigh all the old ones and the sick ones once a week to make sure we keep on top of the weight issues with them. And most of them have got heat lamps in their stables when it's really cold.
Yeah. Well, I expect you're really busy and every day is kind of different, I imagine. But can you tell us sort of some of the typical stories of the animals that come to you, how they get to you and what you're able to do to help them, really?
It has changed. When we started, it was mainly cruelty cases. And over the years, we've seen two big changes. One is in people that are terminally ill that can't keep the horses and they're looking for somewhere to place the horses. And then the other one which really affects us most are horses being dumped, and that's a big issue now.
What about some of your success stories?
It's a couple of them. Holly and Grace, who we always think one of our better stories. Both roaming loose, one in Romford, one in Wales.
Really.
Both loose on the roads, have been for some months. Both heavily pregnant and both totally blind.
Oh dear.
So they've both come in, they've both given birth and they live a really perfect life, and they've adapted so well. They know how to walk through an area to get out without walking into anything. They know where their food is.
Amazing.
Just amazing to watch them.
Amazing. Well, sorry.
Or we had Blacks, who's a pony we picked up from Kent 2 years ago. Really, really severely lame, effectively fracture lame, so sore. Thought we'd probably bring her in to put her down. And we managed to absolutely turn around. She lives out now, perfectly happy horse, walks perfectly. And it didn't actually take that much to put her right either. It just needed that care, which so often they don't get.
That's fantastic. You've obviously got to know what you're doing. And I know you have paid staff, you've got volunteers, and you're funded by public donations and your own fundraising. It must be really hard to keep up and keep the sanctuary running. So what are your current needs now and how can people help you?
So yeah, that is always an issue for us. It costs us £400,000 a year to keep going. And to try and raise that, it is membership, people sponsoring ponies, and then it's any of the fundraising things we can do, quiz nights, events, the open days, anything that we can do that people are happy to come to and spend their money.
Right. Oh, well, I'll ask you about what you've got coming up in a moment, but let's talk about your volunteers. How do they help? What sort of work do they do with you?
They do an amazing amount of work for us, and without them we wouldn't exist. We are definitely dependent on our volunteers.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Sunday, we had a dozen youngsters up, all under 16, between 11 and 16, and they work their hearts out for that morning. They muck out, they do all the stuff that the animals need.
And I bet they love it, don't they?
Absolutely love it. Yeah. Love going home dirty and filthy, and just love making that difference to the animals as well. And like today, I've left a couple of volunteers there. There's a couple of sick sheep. They're sitting with the sick sheep and spending some time with them just so they're not left on their own.
Right.
They'll do almost everything else on the yard other than looking after the animal side, which the staff do.
Okay.
But all those extra bits, like sitting with the animals, clearing up, tidying up, fundraising. I do a hell of a lot of fundraising for us.
Yeah, great.
There's always things to do.
Right. I think you've got some older volunteers as well who probably don't get quite so hands-on involved with the animals themselves. What sort of work would they do to help you out?
There's an amazing amount they can do. I mean, Esme volunteered with us this morning. She's 80 this year.
Really?
And she's probably my right-hand person up there, really, the amount that she does. So there's small jobs for people. I think a lot of people think it's all real big heavy work because it's horses, and it is heavy work.
Yeah.
But for anybody, there's loads to do. It hasn't all got to be heavy.
Right. Okay.
There's so much organising to do. They keep the whole place running and functioning and clean and tidy.
Right. Yeah. Amazing. You told us a little bit about your fundraising earlier on, but what's your main source of income, would you say? Or is it sort of split? Or?
It's split. The open days are good for us, and we have our open days first Sunday of the month, May to October.
Okay,
so it's coming up soon. We do events all through the year. There's various different things we're doing all through the year. We have an event this Saturday at Stock Village Hall, Winter Fair. So people are happy to come along, spend some money, see what we do.
Right.
And it's just events all through the year. And if anyone goes to our website, they're all listed there as well. Or ring us up and we'll send you a list of events.
Right, lovely. Well, please let us know about your events as well. Because we have an events guide and we read it out all day long every day so we can help publicise your events as well.
That'd be fantastic, thanks, Bob.
Yeah, so as I said earlier, I visited the sanctuary last year. We had a lovely day in the late summer and really enjoyed seeing all the animals and the cake and the coffee and listening to the live music, and you had a lot of stalls out there selling stuff, and it was a great day out. We thoroughly enjoyed it. So the next one will be in May, will it?
Start in May,
So going forward, Sue, what's your vision for the sanctuary in the years to come, would you say?
Carry on doing what we're doing and do it as well as we can do it.
Yeah.
And it's just to help as many animals as we can help.
Yeah.
And involve as many people as we can.
Yeah. What about practical help? I mean, are there things that you find yourself short of that you would like donations of and things like that?
I suppose the two main things at the moment are, for us, money and volunteers.
Okay.
We definitely need more volunteers, especially with the fundraising season coming up.
Okay.
But it's always different things that we need at different times. And again, that's always on our website.
Okay, lovely. So, if someone would be interested in volunteering, it's not just for the heavy work. There's other things as well.
There's loads of things. For people of all abilities, there's always something to do.
All right, lovely. Now, if anyone wants to contact you, if they're interested in volunteering or donating towards the sanctuary, how can they get in touch with you?
Please call us on 01277 356 191. Alternatively, go onto our website, which is www.remussanctuary.org.
That's it. Okay. Well, we'll put all those details up on our website later today and share it all around, and hopefully, you'll get a bit more help. So it's obvious that you care passionately about animal welfare. Thank you for the great work you do and for coming into Phoenix today to tell us all about it. And good luck for the future. Hope you have a good year.
Super. Thank you, Bob.
You're very welcome. Thanks for coming in.